Hey guys, it's Elrod, and I had a request from a special friend, Greg, to do a podcast on Coolin' the Gang, and so that is what I'm doing. Stay tuned. Okay, let's get started. I got my information from John Bush. Gregory, this is for you. In the mid-60s, Coolin' the Gang was a jazz ensemble. They became one of the most inspired and influential funk bands in the 70s. And they were one of the most popular R&B bands in the 80s. Robert Cool and his brother Ronald, their last name was Bayon, grew up in Jersey City. And they picked up the music bug from their father, who was a professional boxer and a serious jazz lover. Robert on bass, Ronald on the horns. The duo formed the Jazziacs. Then in 1964, they added several neighborhood friends, guitarist Cletus Smith, trumpeter Robert Spike Mickens, alto saxophonist Dennis D.T. Thomas, keyboard player Rick West, and drummer George Funky Brown. They went from the Jazziacs to the Soul Town Band. Then they changed it to Coolin' the Flames, but they ended up modifying it to Coolin' the Gang, which I think was really a good idea. That other title could have given them a whole different, people may have thought differently. Anyway, they signed on with a tiny record company called D-Light Records. Two singles from their self-titled debut. It's so funny, I have the hardest time saying that word for some reason. Anyway, two singles hit the pop charts and they became a quick success on the R&B charts. It wasn't until their sixth LP that they hit it big. It was an album called Wild and Peaceful, and the song Funky Stuff became their first top 40 hit in 1973. I played it, and I don't believe any of you would be familiar with it. You may, but I wasn't. Then they had Jungle Boogie and Hollywood Swingin', which reached the top 10. Over the next 4 years, they delivered a Grammy-nominated recording with their album Light of the Worlds, and that scored the top 40 hits with Higher Plane and Spirit of the Boogie. They lost Rick West to a solo career and added new band members. In 1979, the group added two new vocalists, Earl Toon Jr. and James T. Taylor. They worked with a Brazilian jazz fusion arranger. He was a producer and he produced the famous song, Ladies Night. And here it is. This was their biggest hit and the first of three consecutive platinum albums. I know you're waiting to hear that, Greg, right? You just wanted to hear the song because you're like jamming out. Ladies Night. What a great jam. Thank you. party there, everywhere. Don't you remember exactly what you were doing when the song was a hit? I do. I was a senior in high school, and they had a place called Shadowfax for teenagers, but they had no alcohol. And we'd go there and dance and sneak some alcohol in, right? It wasn't me. It was my friends that did that. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Okay, another hit they had was Too Hot. I remember what I was doing when this was a hit, too. Such a great jazzy song. Sit back and relax. At 17 we fell in love, high school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the time we prayed. Imagine that this love is through, feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love.
They look so cool on this album cover.
High and high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever.
Okay, I can't play the entire songs because it will just be too long. The next song that was on that same title track was a number one hit, and I'm sure you can guess what it is. It was released in 1979. Well, here it is. Celebration. Actually, it's called Celebrate. The title track was Celebrate. The song was Celebration. Everyone around the world knows this song, right? And I hope everybody's celebrating something now. celebrating COVID going away forever. Let's celebrate that. No more masks. That's what I'm celebrating. And this is one of those songs that I always play at wedding receptions, right? Along with Proud Mary. And the chicken dance. Great suggestion, Greg. Yeah, I'm getting into it, man. After that, they produced several more hits, such as Take My Heart, Get Down On It, and Big Fun. And here's a little of Take My Heart. Okay, the next one was one of my favorites, Get Down On It. Get down on it. your back up off the wall. I know some of you are out there dancing, just like me. Song. Diotato left a couple new band members. Oh my goodness, excuse me. He left the band and then a couple new members came into the group. And even though he left, they still had two more hits. They had Joanna and they had Cherish, as well as two more top 10 hits, Fresh and Misled. And here's a tiny bit of Cherish. Love the sax. Okay, the next song we'll listen to is Fresh. In 1984, You Are the One was nominated for a Grammy. But Fresh, this is a great song too. I'm So the group had a string of gold and platinum records through 1986. Then Kool & the Gang had various band members come and go. The band actually remained through the 2000s. They teamed up with younger artists. So in my mind, it really wasn't Kool & the Gang anymore. A couple of band members passed away. Then the co-founders, Ron Bell and Dennis D.T. Thomas, both passed away. But the brother of Ronald Bell, Robert Bell, remains optimistic. He keeps moving on with the new crew. Now they've been playing with him for 25 years. And he says, keep it moving, keep it grooving. And guess what? They are actually touring as of 2022. Elrod is signing off. I hope you enjoyed that, Greg.